Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Mac and T Show podcast. Here are your hosts, Brian McKay and T. Davis.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T. Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top, we're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.
Welcome back to the Mac and T Show podcast. Alright, interesting end to last week and on into the weekend as it pertains to NBA world. Jerry West has joined the Los Angeles Clippers as a consultant. And my question to you, Miss Laker fan, will he be able to bring that magic touch to that particular franchise that he's done in so many other places?
Well, unless most of the places that he had used the magic touch, you know, like with us and whatever, he started the process. But like, they got so many pieces in place. Unless Doc is willing to give up the reins and just and take what he say at face value. Which, I don't know why they let Doc be the coach, the GM, the whatever else he is. Just be a coach. Yeah. Stop trying to run everything.
Yeah, it seemed like they probably should have got him out of that position a long time ago. But
and now, okay. If they trying to keep them four pieces, they're much at risk for them to do for them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's done. Clearly, he's done a lot for the Golden State Warriors, where he's been the last few years, as far as, the, you know, helping them in the draft and through free agency. I know this had to make a lot of people nervous in Laker fandom, considering
it did. We got nervous now. It's all right.
But moving right along. As far as the NBA draft is concerned, I think it was yesterday. It might have been Saturday that the news actually broke. But seems that the Celtics and the 76ers are going to be trading the first and third overall picks, plus a bunch of other picks that 76ers have stockpiled. They're going to go to Boston over the next couple years with the intention of the 76ers of selecting Markelle Fultz with the number one overall pick. So, that being said, that now that that's over and done with, Fultz is going to be number one, allegedly. Your Lakers, what are you going to do? Are you going to do, because I'm telling you, Boston wants Josh Jackson. That's why they're moving down, and they're okay with moving
down. But the problem is, Boston is assuming that the L.A. not going to take it.
Correct. Now, this that's that would
make
me nervous.
So what happens if L.A. say, you know what, ball is good, but we need a big athlete.
And Boston going to be in trouble.
But Boston, he's not as athletic.
Boston going to be in trouble because if they take ball third, ball ain't going to want to play there. And
or they going to wind up with DeAndre Fox, which won't be bad, but that's their only option. Like, they assuming. Maybe they know something I don't know.
Because
I'm still not sold that we won't take Josh Jackson.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that they brought Jackson in for a second workout, you know, definitely gives you a reason. Even De'Aaron Fox came in for another workout. So, Lonzo Ball.
Apparently, they didn't ask him for the next, not LeBron, Lonzo. They didn't ask him for another workout. I think he wanted to work out again to show them his workout. So, they didn't even ask him for another.
Yeah, because apparently the report was he came in out of shape in the first workout.
Yeah.
Why?
That's what the report is.
Why?
Well, here's the thing. They should never say somebody came in out of shape because no matter how decent shape you're in, when you're by yourself, I mean, unless you're in beast mode, you're always going to get tired because there's nobody else to take a rotation while you catch a breath.
Yeah. And honestly, him being just a one-person workout doesn't really showcase what he's best at.
His passing. Yeah. So, I saw something that was very impressive on the science, sports science,
mm-hmm.
for all of them. They show, not all of them, let me say Fox and Folks. I mean, not Fox, Folks. Ball and Folks. They show Ball. Like, they had these little cones set up. You know how they pass through the little circle on the agility challenge.
Mm-hmm.
They had like four or five of them placed on the court. And when the one light up green, he had to pass through the one. And he would be coming down and just have to make the pass to whichever one lit up. He was ripping the ball through. And they were talking about how fast, like, that he was getting the ball off. Then they took him outside and had his father drive SUV pass, and with the back window down, and he had to pass the ball through the back window. Not just one, it had to go all the way through the car.
Oh.
He did. Wow. Now, I don't know how many it takes it took, but he did. And I was like, first, you got to time that perfectly, and you got to put some heat on that ball to get it through that window and the car moving. So we know he can pass. The concern probably is him defensively. Like, if we can't get rid of Russell, we can't have two bad defenders at guard spots, which is the spot that, like, the West is good at.
Yes.
So, I wouldn't be surprised if we took Jackson. Mm-hmm. They also had, on the Sports Science Day, they had Markel. And he had to dribble like one end or like half court, just over half court, down the court. And there was some professional dodgeball players throwing balls at him. And he was on some nice little moves to jump, spin. And he had to dribble, mind you. Like, he couldn't just run with the ball and try to not get hit with the ball. And I was like, that was special for just because he kept dribbling and wasn't traveling like they do in the NBA. But anyway, the Boston gonna be sad faced if for whatever reason we don't take him, and they thinking Josh gonna fall to three.
Yeah, I mean, it's gotta be either they're waiting, thinking Jackson is gonna fall at three, and then if,
or maybe they want De'Aaron Fox.
Right, and if that doesn't happen, maybe De'Aaron Fox is their contingency plan.
But word on the street is the Lakers are trying to get rid of the pick. Like, we've been trying to get rid of the pick.
I heard that as well.
So, the Lakers don't even care about Ball apparently. You know, they just say he's going to fall down to picks. Like, look, he's trying to build a team. He has one person be trying to be the man and then come in and don't be right about that one. I'm interested to see what happens.
A lot of the sports radio I listened to over the weekend was talking about Boston is pretty brave doing this, considering, you know, giving up the number one pick. And if it was any other pick in the draft, maybe you could say, okay, you can understand, you know, wanting to move around, move down, move wherever. Number one pick, in theory, you're supposed to be getting...
You're guaranteed to get what you want.
Right. Now, that has always fanned out in history. See Michael Jordan and the Washington Wizards.
And maybe they're scared of that. Maybe they're scared of if they pick the wrong guy.
Because
this boy picks like Danny Ainge seems to do. Like, he's a hoarder.
And
that's, go ahead.
I know, I'm just saying, like, it's just going on, just picking the wrong guy, like you said. Just in that line of thought, line of logic, and if I'm wrong later on down the line, I'll gladly be able to say it. This man, this Markel Fultz, that everybody is the surefire number one pick, his college team was 9-22 last year.
So he can't be too good.
If he was as good as it's supposed to be, where are the wins? I understand he might have been playing with scrubs, but I don't know that to be a fact. But they're a Division I team.
Even if he was, And again, Ball, it ain't like Ball had a bunch of all-stars over there.
Right.
Like, and they went from, what, 10, 11 wins to what, they won 20-something games or something. Man, so, and Ball wasn't even scoring like that.
Yeah. I mean, he made the coach's son look like an all-star.
So, I mean, the boy can put points on the board, but then we got to think, well, he's not playing against a bunch of athletes like he's going to be playing against in the league, and he's only 6'4", and he can play a point guard. I think he's going to be fine. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why Philly, why wouldn't you just wait and see if Josh Jackson follow you?
I don't know. Maybe they got sold on making Ben Simmons the point guard, which is what they've been saying they're going
to
do.
He don't have to be a point guard to facilitate offense.
Yeah, he can be a LeBron type.
If he's the first person to get the ball, or when he gets it, you just tell people to run or whatever. He don't have to be bringing the ball up to facilitate.
Yeah, I always have been. And no, his body is not there yet, but he looks like the type that could have a body type like a LeBron, who, and I'm talking about Simmons now, and who could be, you know, LeBron James type of player to bring the ball.
But can you imagine Simmons if Embiid ain't hurt? I think he damaged good, but whatever. And Josh Jackson.
It'll be interesting.
You can put any solid guard that can get the ball up. You got athletes going, who gonna stop them from scoring?
Right.
You can find somebody that can shoot. I don't know. Even if you wind up with DeAndre, like Ryan picking roll with Simmons, if he gets the ball and what's the name, give it up, like you got speed, you got a passing big man, if you're not gonna, I don't know what they think.
I'll be honest. I like De'Aaron Fox over just about all the guards. Just me personally. Now, I saw him a lot more than the other ones because he played in the SEC. But I like him. I think Fox is going to be a really nice player in the league.
What I like about Fox is how, I don't want to call it grit, but how gritty and, like when he played ball, he was probably thinking, yeah, I'm going to show them that I'm the best. Like, he got that in him.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily like his game. When I watched Kentucky play, I didn't really like the way he played. And they could have been, or what, Cappuccino, what his name?
Calipari.
Cappuccino had the it could have been a function of what they were running that made me not really sold on him. My problem with Ball, love his game. I'm so concerned that the hype of him going to the Lakers and with his family and all the Chino heads or whoever people that love him, that he gonna lose focus. Because he's still 19. And he might seem level-headed and all. But his father's only going to blow up to another level. I'm not worried about, but he's still going to be out here yapping. I told you, that's just going to take for a bad mix. So I can really see the Lakers taking, and they may trickle down and take Fox.
Yeah.
So
interesting to see what Magic does there.
I really would like for us to be able to get that pick, though, honestly. And just move down and get a couple of more players. Because there's some more good players out there.
Yeah, this is a deep draft.
Okay, now we don't talk about deep drafts. I'll say this. I think this is one of those drafts where those top five or six, seven players. Like, you remember when we looked back at Carmelo's class? Was it Carmelo?
Yeah, class? 2003 yeah. With him and Wade and James.
This would be one of those classes where we in a couple of 4 years, we'll be like, oh, they going at it. They all came out together, Ball and Fox and Josh Jackson and all them going at it.
Well, that means somebody got to be the Darko Milicic of the group.
No, somebody does not have to be Darko.
let's see. Speaking of LA, Paul George has informed the Indiana Pacers he will be a free agent in 2018. His preference is to play for the Los Angeles Lakers. But late yesterday, the word was that Cleveland Cavaliers have reached out to Indiana about trading for George.
So what Cleveland has did, somebody in Cleveland land, have listened to, I think Chris Bouchard was the one that I heard say
yes,
that Cleveland should go after him, and even if it's for 1 year, take a chance on just trying to win that one championship with him. And
hoping he likes it.
But the thing is, it's not enough balls to go around now, people. Now, I know, unless they're going to change the way they play offense, LeBron always wants the ball. And then when he gets tired of doing whatever, he passes Kyrie, and Kyrie dribble, do whatever. What is y'all going to touch the ball? Because Kevin Love was cool with this, just being the third wheel.
He just went and got rebounds and did his thing.
And got his little open shots when they passed to him.
Right.
I think George's going to need a little more touches.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to get this chemistry thing. So even if he went there, you got to hope that he stayed, because they ain't going to, like, have automatic chemistry like Durant. Durant fit into that system because Durant was used to being off the ball. And so there must change besides we keep moving and defensively, like, you have to have a little more discipline. But other than that, it wasn't like a big change for him to go to that team.
What do you think about George possibly coming to the Lakers? I mean, could he be the veteran piece?
I would rather us just wait and see how Ingram matures. If we can trade this 2 pick, I would rather try to get a couple of more players. And I don't know that George is going to... I don't need him throwing the little kids under the bus.
I mean,
because they didn't make the right pass back to him so he could have a fine shot. They didn't flash to the elbow because we knew if they was going to double team me.
I forget what the stat is. And stats are stats. You know, and stats like this really, in the big scheme of things, don't truly matter. But during the playoffs, they brought out a stat. I think he was like 0 for like 28, 0 for 30. I'm just making up a number, 0 for 40. Game-winning shots. I mean, at the end of the day, if he's going to be the star,
get lucky and hit one. What?
That's why I think that Gatorade missed the boat on that commercial they made with him, where he makes the game winner, you know, and turns and starts drinking his Gatorade before the shot even goes in. And he hadn't even made one in real life yet, and you're making out a commercial. But I'm just saying all that to say this. I mean, if he's going to be the star, he's got to be dependent on to come in and be that go-to guy. And he's, you know, he's throwing people under the bus for not making passes to him in the playoffs. He should have been given the ball. Why should you? Have you been noted to make anything happen before the game when it was? Why? But like you said, that would be horrible for him to come in there and do that to some of them young kids that the Lakers have. Not saying that he would, but just, you know.
Well, I don't like him as our star. I don't know who that's going to be. Again, I would rather do it the way that OKC and the Warriors have. It's just been through the draft. Let your players mature. And then go from there. I don't want to give him a lot of money.
Right.
And,
I have an idea on who your star might be. Okay. My very next topic. The reports are that LeBron is headed to L.A. in 2018. Not that specified Lakers or Clippers, but he's headed to L.A. Clearly, people are saying this is something for him setting up his, you know, life after basketball as far as wanting to be a movie star or, you know, possibly even an NBA owner. He's got the house in L.A. that made news during the playoffs because of the graffiti that was that was spray painted on the gates. What kind of impact would that move have on the league if he were to come to LA in 2018? Now, just hypothetically,
I don't see a plan with the Clippers that if Chris Paul was there.
Let's throw the Clippers out. Let's say if he comes to the Lakers, he's gonna be a Laker.
But why would he come to the Lakers and he want to win? We don't have nothing but a bunch of young little bucks running around. He haven't made anybody better in a while.
He really didn't make anybody better when he was, you know, on teams where he was around. Now he was younger then, but still. The year that they went and they got swept by San Antonio.
He carried them to the playoffs, but he didn't make nobody better. The Cleveland, like, he's not really making Kyrie better. He's just letting Kyrie do what he does and was capable of doing because Kyrie don't have intention of being double teamed and all like he would if it was hit by himself. Speaking of which, this is a minute for me to chant. And I might have chanted about this already. Durant, don't ever be so disrespectful as to say Kyrie is better than Allen Iverson, okay?
I know you don't listen to this, but
if you do, or if somebody in your camp does, or ever hear this, don't be so disrespectful. Now, Allen Iverson ain't never played with no superstar, megastar, ever. And he was killing them. When people double-teaming him, they know he was going to be taken, and he still was killing them. Icing, dicing, slicing. Hitting threes, assists.
You knew that crossover was coming and still couldn't stop.
And still got crossed up. You knew he would go in the lane and hit all kinds of shots. Now, while they might be the same height, Allen Iverson find a way to put 50 at best. So don't be so disrespectful. Okay, I'm back. What would we come out?
LeBron to LA.
Oh, LeBron. I don't understand why he would come. He's still kind of in his mid prime, if that's a thing. Like, he didn't look like he was. His game don't seem to be falling off. So, and I don't see him going to Clippers again because him and Paul, like, who gonna have the ball? Paul loves having the ball and running pick and roll and running up. Who gonna get the ball? And who they gonna get rid of? Because they can't afford it. What they just gonna throw on? The Oklahoma guy and kick him off the team and let LeBron go on the band.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking they're believing he's gonna be leaving this year in free agency. He's gonna be going to possibly Oklahoma City, possibly Boston. There's a bunch of different options out there that
Well, Boston are going because they want the white guy to play for Indiana, not Indiana.
Gordon Hayward, yeah, for Utah.
They want him
for Butler. I'm Butler, yes.
So, they don't want
it. Boston, I don't think he fits well in Boston because Horford does not want to play center. And if Griffin comes there, Horford has to play in my mind.
He doesn't have to play center. Who is the center, did he say?
Right, nobody.
Thank you. Okay, so, Horford, wake up. You're a grown man. You know it ain't no real centers. You ain't got to go with Shaq or nobody else.
Yeah, speaking of Shaq, and look, Not let me chant and rant. So LeBron made news. I love talking about LeBron. LeBron made news for saying that only two people that he couldn't guard would be God and Shaq in his prime.
So disrespectful. You cannot guard Kareem Scott-Hook. What is he? Okay, go ahead. This is your chance. You can have it.
Go ahead. You leading all into what I was saying.
Go ahead.
There's just so much wrong with that statement. Who does he think he is? I don't know. Like you were saying, Kareem, the Scott-Hook.
He can't guard James on the box. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I still don't understand to this day, and this is a whole nother chant for a whole nother day, but I still don't understand why someone has not tried to do the skyhook for themselves in this day and age.
Nobody sits. Yep.
It's ridiculous.
And if I was Ingram, I would have, or be it wherever Kareem is, all day, every day. Because with your skill set, when you get a little, or if you get a bigger guy on you, if you can go down there and toss that up, like you just revolutionized the game again. We don't have another evolution of the game. Because nobody can stop it. Nobody.
Nope.
So LeBron, don't be so disrespectful, because you couldn't do nothing to stop that. Because it don't matter how far you think you could push Kareem out, even though he looked like a stick. I'm sure he's a lot stronger than he looked. And he don't play Wilt Chamberlain, who was tall and strong, and Russell and other people. So stop being disrespectful.
Oh, I can't. And then the whole back and forth with Draymond Green over Instagram during the Golden State Warriors victory championship parade. Draymond starts it by going and
he ain't started nothing. He finished it.
Well, he comes out and is talking about the super team, whole super team thing, that, you know, with LeBron saying that he never played on super team, and he's at the parade making fun of that. He's wearing the Quicken Loan Arena, the Quickie with the one championship. So, you know, he's got all that. LeBron gets on Instagram, take a picture of Draymond in the Quickie shirt, and, you know, underneath it about, you know, that's what your mama said, or whatever.
That's what she said, not your mama. He said that's what she said. I'm sorry.
Let me get my words correct. Yes, because, you know, LeBron and his mama, yeah. I see his mama don't come around no more. That's a different story. Anyway, so that's what she said. And then Draymond comes back, hits him again. You know, I'm like Stephen A. Smith. When you lose championship, just go shake your head, do whatever you want to do, play with your kids at their birthday party, and just be quiet. Just be quiet. I mean, you lost. Just let him enjoy himself and celebrate. If he wants to wear y'all's little stupid Quickie shirt, then, you know, that's stupid and dumb for y'all to make. You shouldn't have made no shirt that says Quickie with one championship on it. That just sets yourself up.
My question is, like, and I don't recall, but when they threw shade at the 3-1 loss, did anybody from Golden State start being on social media trying to steal a shot? Like, when they were doing those stuff, throwing, like, shade all that when they won, and they just take your loss and get rid of it if you want to come back and try to get some redemption.
Here's why this is my theory on why nobody came after them when they did the 3-1 cookies at the little party and all that. Because the one that would have, the one who is speaking out this time for Golden State, he was having a pretty rough offseason last year. If everybody does not remember, he was, you know, first he was arrested for getting in a fight with the Michigan State football player. And then he had the Snapchat snafu out at the Olympics, where he sent some nasty pictures to the whole world and meant for a private Snapchat, but that's on him. He was having a rough offseason. Other than winning Olympic gold, I don't know what much good happened to him last offseason. So, yeah, not to mention the fact that his suspension cost him the championship last year in many people's minds. If he hadn't got suspended, then they probably would have won last year. And we'd be looking.
Just go over and sit down. You lost. Like you said, go play with your kids. The birthday party, like grown man out there dunking on kids, makes no sense. But whatever. Like, I ain't saying I ain't gonna beat no kids, but I ain't gonna just be trying to do them like that.
But once again, let's run it. And you're gonna love my rundown sheet for this. For how we break down our talk for the day. But once again, back to LeBron going to L.A. in 2018. Even if what people are saying as far as Paul George wanting to go there as well, and if people are saying him and LeBron forming a team out there, going to be the same problem they're going to have in Cleveland. There ain't going to be enough balls to go around.
Unless they want to change the style of play, which Luke Walton, he has the mindset of that moving the ball, four out, one in, five out, whatever. And so this whole, I get the ball and attack, and then if it don't work, after 15 seconds, I'm going off the shot clock, I get passed to somebody. That ain't no option. So I don't want him. I want us to catch Boston and tie up the championship, but I don't want to deal with the drama that would be if LeBron came to LA.
Yeah, I think, you know, especially if he comes to LA, he's going to be one of those. It's going to be in his late. It'll be a later years type of thing. He still can be, he'll be a good player, but he won't be the LeBron James everybody knows. He'll probably have to be like a good power forward type, which that's the beauty of him being him and who he is and how massive this man is. I mean, he can, in his later years, be a Kareem type.
Stop with the blasphemy. He cannot be a Kareem type.
I mean,
the game is not as tough and physical as it would be in the past. So you can get down there and not worry about getting hammered up and head fouled.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying he didn't have to be the flashy, the guard like skills. He can get down there and post and be a beast in the post
Have you seen his post game run?
Like you just got through saying, this the way the game is played now, he can be a beast in the post.
Well, we got to clarify for the people that we don't mean a post as in a weird get on the block play.
Definitely.
That ain't what we mean.
Right, don't miss.
Okay, because I'm like, his don't misunderstand not that good.
Don't misunderstand me. People are right now probably listening to this, throwing shade, saying, well, this man don't know anything about basketball. No, please don't misunderstand. No.
Yeah. Make sure people know that you don't mean back to the basket, get on the clock.
No.
He's been there to figure that out.
Sorry, yes, no. Yeah. But yeah, I could just see him being, another type of player later on in his career. That's why I think.
What do you see, Brian? Because I see if his athleticism is gone, what does he do well? Like, we have Kobe that modified his game to where he started to go on the block. Yes, his athleticism declined. Mm-hmm. If we look at Bird and Magic, they supposed.
Same as Mike.
They changed their game. Michael Jordan. They all changed their game. What does he do with? Besides being an athlete, like if people were very honest, you would say he's a great athlete. He has great skills as far as being a big ball handling wise. He doesn't shoot necessarily well.
At all.
He doesn't have a post game. He really don't want to get fouled, apparently, because he don't want to go to the free throw line. So once his athleticism starts to go away, or other people's athleticism catches up to where he is just because age gets us all, what is he going to be able to do with?
Yeah, there's some questions for you. I don't know. I don't have the answers. But I did say this.
The more NBA championships and all he goes to, the less time that he would have an offseason to get. Like, to work on guys have been sitting out for 2 months. Right, he can work on his shot from probably the rest of this month. You know, he's going to do a little bit. And next thing you know, July, August, and then it'll be time for September. So, don't have a lot of time to be working on the shot that I don't know that he does anyway. He probably work on something. I don't think he does anything necessarily exceptionally well. He just can do a lot of things very well, and he's athletic-wise.
For our listeners, I'm thinking what my next statement and what I heard over the weekend as a possibility that could be coming to the Lakers with LeBron. My co-host is not going to be happy with it, but she brought up the 2003 draft, and out of that draft, they have a group of young men in the NBA that fancy themselves as the Banana Boat Crew. And there's word and there's rumor and innuendo that the Banana Boat Crew could be headed to Showtime. Could be LeBron, D-Wade, Carmelo, and Chris Paul.
Now, one, we can't afford all of them. No. Two, it's just going to be another thing of Kobe, Gary Payton, Carmelo.
And we saw how that worked out.
Yeah, that's how that's going to be. Because all of them will be old and not in their prime no more. That's all that's going to be. Because we got a bunch of style on the team.
I think if that would have happened, it would be a Clippers thing. I don't think they'll necessarily be a I think the Lakers have too many young pieces that they invested in to let that happen. I could be wrong.
That ain't gonna happen, Brandon.
Yeah, but what I heard, I mean, this is, you know, sports radio is funny.
And even if it did again, it's gonna be like that with Carmelo and Gary Payton and all them came. That's all it's going to be.
Bunch of buddies playing together. And there again.
Come talking to my wife. Fighting with Carmelo. I mean, go ahead.
Ooh. Ooh. I know what you're talking about.
Don't come to LA, the Lakers with that. Y'all go to the Clippers with all that. I ain't got time.
Well, that's all I have for today's show. You got anything you want to add?
Anything that I'd like to add? Well, let's see. No, we talked about the movies. All Eyes on Me, I don't know, have you heard of the race? They came in third to Cars. Cars 3, I'm interested to see that because I'm a Cars fan.
Me too.
That came in number one this weekend. Wonder Woman still holding on at number two. Well, not still holding on, but she fell at number two.
I had completely forgot about Cars coming out this weekend, and when I saw the headline of Wonder Woman was not from the number one spot, I said, "Oh, Tupac must have got him." And then I read the article and I went, "Oh, Cars! Wow!" So you know, Cars, Wonder Woman, All Eyes on Me. Hadn't heard just from certain people that have seen it on my Facebook page, just my news feed on Facebook. Reading people, you know, a lot of positives about it. I'm gonna go and check it out this week. So
I think the biggest thing is that looks so much like Tupac.
Yeah. To the point where he might not be ever able to get another role.
Exactly. He always gonna say, "Man, you're not Tupac."
So he make a ton of money in this movie.
But so the thing, the word on the street is, so the guys, I can't even think of their names. The guys that are producing and directing the movie, they were on Breakfast Club. And the guys plan is to do not only Tupac's story, but Death Row story. So because Tupac was part of Death Row, he will get that piece. And then if they did any kind of little pieces around it where Tupac might have been around, he might get some little pieces. And if they want to redo Poetic Justice, look, I'm trying to get him some jobs. If they want to redo Poetic Justice, they can give him a little role. And I don't know what else, but Tupac in some other movie I don't know about.
Above the Rim.
That's right. So if they want to redo Above the Rim, which that might not be a bad idea. I like it, but it probably can be redone and done a little better.
Hey, I want to see who would play Bernie Mac's character now.
Bernie Mac's character?
I don't think if you redid it, I don't think he would be as big of a character this time around because I don't think anybody could make it. I mean, that was
when he was... somebody could be... I don't want the exact same film, but with some twists and turns to it. We got Michael B. Jordan in all of the 2K. So apparently he can shoot or something. He might be, what's the guy's name? The main character.
Yes, oh gosh.
Yeah, him.
Yeah. Dwayne Martin. Martin. Look, I had to go, hey, my buy a t shirt cam.
I thought you were going to roll it. I had stopped trying to help. because I can remember.
And I liked him in that role. I watched it the other day. I completely forgot Marlon Wayans was his buddy in that movie.
Marlon was his crazy buddy with all that, them giant suits on. He had about 50 pounds of powder on his hand. Remember, he's like, no, I'm going to make it. I was like, you're not going to make it because you got all that powder on your hand.
And Leon's character. He's
like, you a gymnast.
Oh. I can't think of the character's name, but the character Leon played, he made that movie.
His character was good. Like, yeah, he's got to be some school cat out there that's looking for a job that we don't know about. Hopefully, Eddie Murphy is out there help making my Coming to America too.
Oh, I can't wait.
If we got to meet halfway,
if I got to come up there, whatever, we going to see that together.
Okay, I'm down. Yeah, so that's going to make me very happy whenever that happens. Besides that, Black Panther going to make me very happy. In 2K18, yes. I was watching E3. It looked like it's going to be good for you because I don't have a game. I'm working on it. I don't have a game system right now. But other than that, it's a Monday, and it's just another
So I guess that's going to wrap it up.
One more thing, I forgot. We didn't talk about.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about this McGregor and Mayweather mess?
Oh, I'll go save that and talk about that next week.
Okay, well, we can talk about it.
Because I want to see what I'll play. Because I know some stuff will play out this week. Because they got such a short turnaround for the fight. It's going to be in August, right?
So,
yeah, so they got to be out there with the media real quick. So I figure some stuff we're going to throw down this week. But, yeah, that's going to be interesting. So we'll talk about that next week. We'll get into that. But, as always, I'm one of your co-hosts, Brian McKay, and I am with...
Team, God is good all the time, baby.
Amen. And this has been the Mac and T Show podcast. Thank you for listening.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top. We're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.